Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. April 11, 2023. Prejudice against a friend. Question: what to do when one friend is dismissive of another, the friend judges the other one based on his appearance or status? Answer: it gradually passes, depending on what you get greater impressions from, meaning what you value more. By looking at a person, if I can scan his appearance once and identify certain signs that are purely outwardly positive or negative for me, for example, character, etc., then I lay them out and sort them. This is how every person is arranged. Then I scan his inner qualities, which are only related to his spiritual path. After that, I have to give myself an account of what is most important to me in him. It is possible that he is a redhead and I do not like redheads. It is possible that he is dirty and I do not like such people either, and so on and so forth, no matter what it is that repels me outwardly. We know from psychology all these conditions. Then I analyze the internal conditions, how much this person is dear to me, how much I depend on him, and how suddenly I am imbued with his greatness, integrity, directness, and aspiration. As it turns out, he really does not care about himself and therefore is slovenly, untidy, and does not pay attention to himself. That is, I begin to reveal completely different qualities in him, and they are very dear to me. Then they suppress everything else in me. I stop noticing absolutely everything external that once repelled me. This is no longer a barrier for me. From Cab TV's I Got a Call. Prejudice Against a Friend, November 24, 2012. Angel, Mechanical Executor. Question: did Balhasulam have a special soul? In principle, he was like an angel. Answer: no, he is not an angel. An angel is someone who is given something to do, and he does it without putting any effort of his own, like, say, a horse, cow or dog, like any person on the street. They obey the calls of nature that are aroused in them, its signals, and they fulfill them. And here the man worked on himself and made great efforts. Therefore, it cannot be said that he is an angel. He is a man. And an angel is a very small degree. From Cab TV's I Got a Call. The Most Significant Cabalist of All Time, November 17, 2012. Man and Woman, Perfect Combination. The male and female parts of the group are two mutually opposite forces that must act in a certain harmony and connection. When they have one goal, they can really achieve a lot. Without the development of a female stabilization system, a man will rush forward and only tear everything apart, just as it happens in our world. The male part or man can move forward correctly and receive help from above only when he has a special, developed stabilizing part that holds him back, and gives his striving forward the right direction, the right pace of development. A man must understand that he cannot develop alone, he needs a stabilizing female part, and in order to move forward together, he rushes forward, and now he is alone. The female part must know that she is doing everything to stabilize this common part, but not to prevent a man from moving forward, but rather to be ready to be for him, to really be the part that supports and protects him, like a mother of a little son. In some ways such a relationship remains for life. The wife is a little to the side of a mother, and the husband in the aspect of a little son. Question: what is the ideal combination of female support for a person who follows the path of Kabbalah? Answer: the ideal combination of female support is when the wife studies with her husband, understands his occupation, his movements, aspirations, his flare-ups, falls, weaknesses, strengths, and his peculiarities, thanks to which he can develop spiritually, and her exclusivity in supporting him, to prevent him from going beyond the boundaries of the correct path along which he must move toward the goal. From CabTV's I Got a Call. Women's Friendship, October 27, 2012. Gradual awareness. I hope that humanity will be able to realize the problem of its incongruity with nature very quickly. I see from the articles published on the internet today that people are beginning to understand this. It is still a long way for them to hear what I am saying to them. It is not easy. But they are already riding this wave. My voice does not reach them yet, but they are already somewhere out there in the distance. I am already noticing them. They are getting closer. Maybe I will live to a point when we can really seriously talk not only about how to get out of the current state, but how to build a new one and quickly, easily reach the degree of man. This degree does not apply to Earth at all. It starts on Earth from our animal body, but it has nothing to do with a new world. Man ends up in the upper world, outside our universe, where a spark of light broke into the material world and created it. Through that hole through which the spark of light came to us, we need to jump back out. Then we will look at our world from afar and see, it turns out, this was our mother. We were born and went out into that upper world. From CabTV's I Got a Call. Treatment of Internet Addiction, November 3, 2012. Due to the influence of the light. Question: how does it come to you that you can talk to the world? Answer: it appears from within due to the influence of the light. I feel how it acts, enters, reveals, arranges qualities, connects them together, links all internal causes and effects, and forms such a model in you, and then you can talk. I do it in every lesson with small steps. I cannot come to class and say old things. Never. I always go at least a millimeter forward. Question: do you think Balhasulam also kind of descended from certain heights? Answer: I do not descend from the heights. Balhasulam was at the level of the Creator. At the full level, that is, in the full scope of the entire universe, lower and higher, including everything within himself. Question: in principle, did he attain the entire path? Answer: absolutely. Not only the entire path, but more than that. The 10th millennium. From CabTV's I Got a Call. The most significant Kabbalist of all times, December 17, 2012. When there is not enough voluminous vision. Question: I perceive everyone as disconnected from the Creator. And the group is the mechanism that pushes me to Him. How does this mechanism work when you give them spiritual information? Answer: we will not understand this until we reveal a true vision of the universe. Now we are working as if with one eye. When we open both eyes, a three-dimensional image will appear. This is what is happening to us today compared to the feeling of another level. We lack voluminous inner vision. Therefore, Balhasulam called his writing on the study of the 10 Sephirot inner observation. Question: why do I see those who are yearning for the Creator as disconnected, as the same as I am? Answer: these are parts of your soul that broke away from you that have received an opportunity to independently aspire to Him. Everything is done to make your correction easier. This is how you should see others. From CabTV's I Got a Call. How to be closer to the Creator. December 3, 2012. Michael Leitman, on Quora: why is social division in Israel becoming more extreme? There are different kinds of divisions in every society and nation, but in the Israeli nation, the division is much stronger. This is because, as it is written, we are a stiff-necked people. It means that we are incredibly stubborn, and this stubbornness comes from us having an overblown desire. It is unlike the desire in other nations. We can see it clearly among Israelis, among Jews in general, and everyone feels it one way or another. How is it expressed? We each feel as if we have a certain power, and accordingly we are ready to stand up to anyone. We do not care who it is. If you put the Prime Minister in front of any Israeli, you will see that there is an attitude as to a person of equal status. Moreover, it is common to feel smarter than others, no matter what position they hold, and to relate to them accordingly. In other nations, there is a feeling of knowing one's place and degree in society, an unspoken code of how to speak to one person or another. In Israel, however, no one cares about other people's seeming status. It is the nature of the Israeli nation and of the Jewish people in general. In the past, religion tied us more tightly together. It calmed and restrained us, as it made us fear all kinds of punishments, and it also attracted us to various rewards for being nice people. When we move away from religion, and this happens in all sectors, including the ultra-religious, it is called the decline of the generations. That is, we believe less and less in a common path, in the various higher forces of nature that we think might punish or reward us. We then become more and more stubborn from one generation to the next, and it leads us to a point where we take no one else into account. In such a state, however, we cannot return to how we acted toward each other when we had smaller desires. Rather, we need to learn how to rise above our bloated desires today, to unite above our divisions, that is to realize the state of love will cover all crimes that we once discovered when we first became a nation. Our lives will become harder and harder in our stubborn divisiveness until we eventually realize the mutual detriment we bring to each other in such a state. We will then need to shift our course to unite above divisions through our mutual positive influence on each other. Based on the video, Why is Social Division in Israel Becoming More Extreme? With Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman, Aaron Levi and Yael Leshtel. Written, edited by students of Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman.